I wouldn't get a test. All I would get is a government which says SATs and GCSEs are the measure of schooling. If that is the case, the 10-year-olds of Gates said, can clear both. So what does it say about the children, about learning, and about examinations? I still don't know the full answer. But in Gates said, in answer to this deep learning question, I said, well, why don't we try an experiment? I'll come back in 2 months' time, my favorite period, 2 months. And this time I went back, I gave them sheets of paper, and I said, sit in rows, no talking, no looking at each other, no computers, and gave them the 6 GCSE questions. When I did the experiment the first day, they had got 76% as a group score. When I gave them the single paper exam, I got another shocking result like Kali Kupam. The average score was 76%. So the teachers this time were taken aback. They said, how's that happening? And when we investigated, what we found was that the children recalled what they had seen on the computer with absolute photographic clarity. They were still writing the same language. There's something about finding a web page and discussing it with 3 or 4 of your friends, deciding whether that's right or wrong. There was something about that which was imprinting it into their brains. 2 years have passed since the first few experiments at St. Aidan School, and I met a child who said to me, do you remember the 6 questions you asked us? And I said, I don't remember at all. And he rattled off 5 of them, and after that he said, how can I forget the 6th? So, if recall is important to deep learning, I seem to have found the first glimpses of it here. Another set of experiments showed that anomalous increase in scores, if you give them an interesting question, if you tell them, why do monkeys have fur and human beings don't? And if you test them at the end of 30 or 40 minutes, they'll give you a pretty good score. Let's say on some kind of a scale, maybe 65%. You go back after 4 weeks, when they've had nothing to do with monkeys and humans and fur or whatever, you give them the score, often enough you find that the score is higher. Because they didn't stop at the end of the session. They went home and they Googled some more, then they telephoned their friends and they talked about it at the playground. The process continued beyond the classroom, possibly because it wasn't a lecture. A lecture ends, this doesn't. So that's where I am at, and I'm going to show you just a couple of examples of what these sessions look like. But before I do that, one more thing. This method, if you use it, we know from Kali Kupam would produce 30% and not more, or around that. To make up the balance, you need an admiring grandmother. So where will I get an admiring grandmother from? I put out an appeal on the Guardian newspaper, saying that if you're a British grandmother with broadband, and if you have a web camera, then would you give me 1 hour of your time for free every week? I got 200. I know more British grandmothers than anybody else. Of those 200, about 40 qualified. They had the right equipment, the right bandwidth and everything. And these 40, mostly retired, mostly women, with incredible amounts of primary school experience, have between them done more than 800 hours of instruction inside the slum schools of Hyderabad. The university quite fondly calls them my granny cloud. So there's the granny cloud, and if there's a school in need, I just beam them into the school, and the grannies sort of sit in there and they do their bit. So here's a glimpse of all of that.
You can't catch me! You say it. You can't.